One of the main limitations, at least it limits the conclusions that you could draw, is the test of the kind of moral transgression that we used was academic cheating. Of course, there's more to morality than not cheating. In some of my other studies, the measure of moral behavior has been more on the pro-social side of things, so generosity, charity, that kind of thing. It's not clear from these data that punitive gods encourage more of this pro-social thing, that they encourage more charity or something like this. What they just seem to do is reduce these kind of negative aspects and antisocial behaviors. So it's a carrot and a stick thing. So if you want to prevent people from doing things, it's usually more effective to use a stick, in this case, the punitive god. It might be the case that if you're trying to encourage people to do positive things, a carrot might work better, so a loving god might work better for that. But that's a study that remains to be done.